Hey, Nadine, sorry,
hey.
I had the wrong.
Okay, no worries. So
yes,
you spell your name C-H-R-A-S?
Correct.
Okay, and your last name?
N-T-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Is it Huntington?
Yeah, Huntington, as in Huntington Beach.
Oh, I was just going to say, are you familiar with out here or what?
Yes.
No way,
I've spent
really?
A lot of time I've spent a lot of time working in California for Verizon, so I'm familiar with...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I was going to say that earlier, Huntington Beach, but I thought, he probably doesn't know.
I'm pretty familiar with Orange County and...
Oh, my gosh. Cool. All right. Now, the phone number, 505-967-9165 is the number that you want listed for the business, and that's the best number for us to contact you on as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the company name should read as Handy Huntington, right?
Correct.
All right. Now, Google's also going to send out a PIN code to you in the mail. And this is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want them to mail it to? It cannot be a P.O. box. It has to be like an actual like address, like maybe your home address. But the address will not show anywhere on Google. It's hidden.
Okay, it's 5412 Pikes Peak. So that's P-I-K-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
New word, Peak, P-E-A-K, Loop.
Uh-huh.
Northeast. You can just put any.
Okay.
That's in Rio Rancho, two words, R-I-O, and then Rancho, R-A-N-C-H-O, New Mexico.
And it's coming up as 87144.
You got it.
All right, perfect. And we're going to hide this address. No one needs to know where you live at. Now, we're going to go over billing. So the card that you're using for the payment, Chris, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's my name.
Okay. And is it Chris Huntington, or is it Christopher, and you go by Chris?
It's Chris Huntington.
Chris. Okay. And same billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
Get it real quick.
No worries. Take your time.
Is it going to start billing now or?
What we're going to charge is just the $249 today, and I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. It's going to outline the service agreement, so it's going to go over the billing date, that it's a two-month verbal agreement, but again, you're paying monthly. It'll state when your second payment is, which will be on the 21st of April. Now, once you complete your second month, it's just going to continue to bill every month on the 21st, right? So it's an automatic charge. However, in that verification, I'm also going to read off to you that you can choose to cancel or pause it at any time. But we do ask that you at least call 3 business days before that billing is due, because we don't want you to get charged on that date if you're canceling, right? So that I will read to you as well. If you're comfortable with me reading that first, I can do that, whatever you're most comfortable with.
Reading what?
Would you like me to take you through the voice verification first before we take down, like, the numbers on the card?
No, that's all right.
Okay. Whatever's easiest for you or most comfortable, I don't mind. Let me walk you through the voice verification first, okay? And then we'll go over the billing. Okay. So when I'm walking you through it, Chris, if there's something that you don't understand, I do want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it, okay? So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Andy Huntington.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Chris Huntington, owner and operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes. Yes, correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Chris, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 21st, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Chris, is that your second payment will be charged on April 21st, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That number is the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you call at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so let's see here. And what kind of card did you say it was, Chris?
Visa.
Visa. And did you have the card number ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
4266-8417-3282-1606.
Expiration month and year?
0927.
And the CVV code on the back?
755.
I also want to put a security question on your account here with us. So you could either choose, Chris, that it be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or it could also be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Let's go first pet.
Okay, what was your first pet's name?
Trixie, T-R-I-X-I-E.
Aw, that's cute, Trixie. Aw. And now I'm going to tell you why we put the security question, okay? Let's say you got a call from somebody, right, claiming that they're Local Splash, okay? Always ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling, okay?
Okay.
The reason that we do that is because you might start getting calls like from other companies that are going to try to sell you another type of online product, and they are not associated with us. So we're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than that $249 a month. And even if you're not sure if it's us on the call, just always ask, what's my security question? Okay?
Okay.
And it's just to protect your account here with us. Now, I know you said today you're pretty open, right? I think that's what you said on the voicemail.
Rest of today, yeah.
Okay. If we can, okay, if it works for you, I would like to schedule your client interview today if that works for you. Because the sooner we get you through it, actually, the faster we'll be moving. If today doesn't work, then we would look at tomorrow's schedule. But if we can do it today, I'd rather knock it out.
Yeah, I think today would be better than tomorrow.
Okay. So let me tell you the time that I have left on the calendar right now, and I want to do that before someone snags it. I actually have, and this is your time, I have one available 3 to 4, which would be 2 o'clock our time. Will that work?
Is that mountain time or what time is that?
Yeah,
mountain time
3 to 4 your time. Uh-huh. Because
yeah,
you're 1
fine.
Hour ahead of us. Okay, perfect. So I'm scheduling your client interview right now, and you're going to get an email on that. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're calling you between 3 and 4 o'clock your time. We'll call you from an 877 number, so you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason when we call you, Chris, like you're in the middle of something and you just cannot take the call, just, you know, say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? Just pick up the call and just say, call me back in 5 minutes, call me back in 10. We will call you right back. Okay, I'll send you a reminder an hour before the interview, and then so that way in case if it slips your mind. We're just going to go over also a few notes for the technician so that they know where to start from. So let me just go here. Okay. Now, if you could take a quick look in your text messages or your emails, there's two of them that I need you to find. So it's whichever one you find first. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice, and it would have came either before or after the welcome one. Or if you want to read off to me the ones that you see, and then I'll tell you which one.
It says we sent a copy of your invoice to the email.
That one, correct. That is the one.
Okay.
So do you see where it says click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
Click on that. Now, it will take you to a page that will say local / terms of experience. Are you on there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you see where it says mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure it's your phone number on there. And then do you see the box underneath of it that says, I agree to receive SMS messages to this phone?
Yes.
You're clicking in that little box because you're agreeing to receive text messages from us. The box underneath of that, you're going to click in it because you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment and that all the information is true and correct.
So
and then
I certify?
Yeah, and then where it says, yeah, on that one, you'll click. I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. Because what you're saying, basically, it's your name on the card.
Okay.
And then on the box next to where it says sign, in that box, you're going to just click in there, and you're going to type in your name exactly as it reads there. Chris Space Huntington. You don't need to put the date because it's already there. And then you will click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, it should take you to a page, opening up a page that's asking you to enter a username and a password. Just let me know once you see it.
I'm there.
Beautiful. So that is where you would go in and track your results with us. And we don't have the username or password yet because the technician is going to be creating that. So within 5 to 7 days, be on the lookout that you'll be receiving an email with this link, a username and a password. Okay. You could also update it to a password of your choice. Now, there's also another message that I need you to find that'll say action needed, photos needed for verification.
Sorry, so I'm still at that login screen. Am I supposed to do something at the login screen?
Oh, no, you don't need to do anything. I just wanted you to see that. We'll send you an email with the link, the username and password. Once we have it created, we'll send it to you by email.
Oh, okay.
That's how you'll track your results with us.
Okay.
Okay. Now there's another one that'll say action needed, photos or pictures needed. It should say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
I don't have a text that says that.
Or an email. Let me resend it. It might have gotten to your email because we do send it to both. But on this one.
Oh, yeah, pictures needed email. Okay, I got it in the email.
Okay, perfect. So what this one means, okay, basically this is going to help us get you verified faster through Google. We send you a list of items that we're asking you to send pictures of. Send us the pictures of the ones that you can and the ones that you can't, well, we understand. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Tools and or work equipment, work vehicle, like if it's your work truck or van with the license plate showing. If you have a business license and business insurance, send us a photo of that. If you hand out business cards, send us a picture of that. Send us a picture of your business registration if you have it. If you make invoices for your clients, right, send us a photo of that, but not with your client's information. Workplace would be like if you store your equipment in a corner of your garage, send us a photo of that. The more that you can send us off of that list, the better. But again, the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay? This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster.
My truck doesn't have a license plate yet, so.
That's okay. I mean, it's a new truck.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's totally fine. Okay. Now, I'm just going to go over a few notes for my technicians so that they know where to start from. So under your services, what would you like me to list?
Just real quick. So do I put those pictures in this?
You see that little hyperlink? Yeah, that hyperlink that you click on it, you can upload them there.
Where it says access your dashboard?
When you're looking at that email, right, there's where it says, it's URL, there's a hyperlink, it says to fill out, let me go here, to provide us with the required documents, you see that URL.local/, you'll upload them there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. And then now for your services, I know yesterday when we were talking, where are my notes? I always notate everything. Let me see. I know the obvious is handyman, but I know you do more than that. So what do you want me to list on here?
As far as services?
Yeah.
Custom carpentry, paint,
mm-hmm.
Landscape.
Okay.
And then basic home repair.
Okay. And this is just residential for now, or do you also do commercial too? Up to you.
I'm sticking with residential right now because I have a hard time finding somebody to insure me because the business is new, so nobody wants to give me insurance, but I don't know how you get insurance.
How do you get insurance if you can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have to have it for 3 years before anybody will. So anyway, I've gone to 4 different places so far and they all come back saying, sorry, can't insure you because
really?
Yeah.
I've never ever heard of that.
Yeah, I haven't either. Like, so I don't know. So I'm trying to find somebody that'll insure me. But
yeah, for sure.
I've lost some commercial jobs because I don't have the insurance yet.
Oh man, what about licensing? Are you in the process of that too, or?
Yeah, so New Mexico is kind of weird.
Uh-huh.
A handyman license
is probably not required.
Well, it's not technically, but like with a handyman license, there's some things you're not allowed to do, but then you gotta, in order to do some of those things, which I'm not offering right now anyway.
Oh, okay.
So I'm working on the licensing and
good.
I get the tax. I gotta get the
like
tax
the EIN
first.
Yeah.
Get the EIN first before I can get the license. So.
Yeah, I hear it's not. It's pretty quick to get the EIN. It's not a real long process.
Yeah, I want to do the LLC too as a additional protection.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And then, let me see here. All right. So I put just in process on those ones. Let me put your phone number in this section as well. Okay. Now, Facebook. How do I find you on Facebook? Are you just under your first and last name?
Yeah.
So remember, we're going to create that Facebook page. It'll be created through your personal page, but no one will have access to it. It's just so that way, no one's going to like see it. It's just so that way you have access to the business Facebook page that we're creating. So let me.
Okay. So I'm not giving you guys access to my personal page, right?
No. No, you're not.
Okay.
No. No. We're just creating it so this way it you have access to it. Okay. So let me go. And you're just under Chris Huntington. Let me see if I can find you. Let's see. Do you have yourself in New Mexico right now?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I pull it up. Do you know how to send the link?
Yeah, do you want me to send you the link?
Yeah. If you could copy your link and then just reply to one of the messages that I sent you. And then now, do you want to cover, so the Facebook ads, Chris, we can cover as far as 50 miles with the Facebook ads. Is that how far you want to target?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And then I know you have pictures, but do you have a business logo by chance? Can't remember.
I don't.
Facebook.
That was actually one of the questions I was going to ask you. Do you guys?
We can make you one. I'll tell them to make you one.
Okay.
We'll make you one. Yeah, it doesn't cost you more either. So I'm going to tell them needs business logo. And then you can kind of give them ideas or, you know, the color scheme that you're wanting. And then let them create that for you. And then do you want the tracking number or do you prefer that it be your phone number listed there? That's totally up to you. So if we put a tracking number, instead of them seeing your physical phone number, what they're going to see is a tracking number, right? And when they click on that phone number to call you, it's going to go directly to your phone. It's going to, because it's linked. But it comes with an app that you download from the app store that will allow you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls, right? So that's how that
phone
would
number's
work.
Fine. I think the phone number's fine.
Your
phone
number's good?
Yeah,
let's say later on you decide, you know what, I want to go ahead and change my phone. You know, I want the tracking number now. Just let us know and we can add it. It's not going to cost you anything, okay? And then when we're communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? Like, what's your preference?
So for what type of communication?
Yeah, like when, let's say when we're Local Splash, when we're communicating with you, do you prefer that we call you, that we text you, phone and text, that we phone text or email you? What do you prefer when we communicate?
If you call me, it's going to come from like an 877 type of number.
Yes,
right?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Why don't we do text?
Okay. We're going to put text then.
I'm going to get phone calls. I'm already getting phone calls from people
Yeah. And listen, you might get people calling you like competitors too. All you have to say is this. Thank you. I'm already working with someone, and don't even entertain the phone calls. Disconnect the call. Okay. That's all you need to do. You don't need to entertain it.
Yeah.
If it's not us calling you, then just, you know what I mean? What are your hours of operation? Are you more like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
7 days a week.
Okay.
8 to 8.
You're really trying to get this going, huh? Good for you.
Well, for now, we'll see. Yeah.
Well, hopefully you get a rest in between a little bit. And what forms of payments do you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
Yeah, Cash App, Zelle, cash, check. I don't do credit card yet.
Okay, perfect. If at any time, you know, you take other forms of payments, just let us know and we'll update it in the system. Okay?
Okay.
Last thing to go over with you. So today, which I'm glad we're doing your client interview soon, we're going to be calling you from that 877 number. We'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know it's coming up in the next hour. If I am not on another call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. Okay? Now, starting from today, I need you to be on the lookout. Within 6 to 10 days, you're going to get a PIN code in the mail from Google. The PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Okay, so we'll need the PIN code once you get it. Now, within 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is going to be created. We're going to have you listed in the directories, and we're also going to send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads will be visible. They'll be live, and your website as well, okay? What
okay.
we state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing along with our invoice, the first page placement on Google, our promise is always going to be 30 to 45 days for first page placement on Google. Many times I have seen where it has happened sooner, okay? In the meantime, because we know that it is important for you to start getting these calls as quickly as possible, is why we get you listed with the directories, the website up and running, the Facebook ads live, because we want you to start generating calls as quickly as possible. However, we will be sending you text messages as well, okay, letting you know once you're on the first page, when you're in the directories, when your Facebook ads are live. So we're going to be keeping you in the loop, right, as these steps are being completed so that you're aware of the work that we're doing too. Okay?
Okay.
Now, did you get that link? I haven't received it yet for the Facebook.
I thought I knew. I'm in my Facebook
thing. I'll tell you how. Are you on, do you have an iPhone or Android?
iPhone, yeah.
Okay.
iPhone.
So do you see when you're looking at your profile, it'll say edit profile, and then there's these three little dots next to it? And I'll go to my profile to walk you through it. All right. So you're looking at your profile, right? And it'll show edit profile. And then right next to it, there's these three little dots.
Nope. I don't see. Oh, edit profile, two dots. Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, click on that.
Got it.
And now go to the very bottom, because now you're in where it says settings, right?
Copy.
Yes, copy that. Go to the one of the text messages I sent you, reply to it, like just paste it in there, reply, and then I should get
okay.
it on my end.
All right, it's on its way.
You're going to laugh. I discovered this not too long ago. I was like, how do I get them to send a link? And then I go, hold on. You got an iPhone. Let me go to my profile. And I'm like, oh, there it is. I was like, right? I'm going to be 52 in May. I'm all, can you believe that I'm barely learning this part? Oh, how cute are those, your kids? Oh, my gosh.
Those are grandkids.
You're a grandpa?
Yeah. Yes.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I got 12.
Oh, wow. Well,
oh, my gosh. They're adorable. You know what? My kids tell me all the time we love the grandkids more, and I'm like, yeah, I kind of do. You know what I mean? It's different. You can spoil them and send them home, right?
That's right. Exactly.
My husband's a favorite. Grandpa's a favorite. One of my grandsons calls me Granny Goose. I don't know where he got that from, but I'm like, that's fine, Sebs. It's okay.
That's fine.
All right. Perfect. I got it. All right. Awesome. So I would like to be the first, Chris, to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you, really excited. And it looks like we'll be talking to you pretty soon.
Well, I still owe you. I need to upload those pictures in that link.
Yeah, so when you get a chance, try to start getting those photos to us, okay? The technician will let you know about the PIN code once you receive it, right? If there's anything else further that we'll need from you, the techs will keep in contact with you on that. And any pictures that you want us to actually promote on your website, just send us those pictures too, okay? So
okay. We'll
get everything situated. And if you have any questions, you already know how to get in contact with us. I'm really excited for you. I really, really am. So, but again, if I'm not available to introduce you, because typically I like to do the introduction with the technician, if I'm on a call or in a meeting and I'm not able to do it, the tech is going to call you directly. So just remember, they'll call you from an 877 number. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you shortly.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Nadine.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.